What is it that most laymen are really scared of? Sickness? Bankruptcy? Losing his job? What is it? And take the spiritual realm. What frightens a layman in the religious world? Praying out loud? That can be scary. Or is it being asked to give a testimony in public? I've seen grown men collapse when that was suggested. Oh, there are lots of things in the spiritual world that are terrifying. But the greatest is to be asked to witness to another layman. That gets the knees knocking, the heart pounding, the throat dry, and the palms of the hands sweaty. And when scriptures are shared to show the necessity of witness, most men try to figure out a way around it. Take Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. But the layman, who is desperate to dodge that verse, will say, But I heard Dr. So-and-so say that that was given to the apostles. And then he will say with some relief, And I'm not an apostle. So, you look at Paul's comments in 2 Corinthians 5:20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Oh, the layman will say, maybe when Paul said we, he was not referring to himself and to the Corinthian church, but to himself and his own little team. And so on through the scriptures. They will say Jesus' words in Mark 16:15, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, was only for the 11. And whenever a verse is brought up, they will try to figure out a way to weasel out of it. But a while back, I found a verse that is unweaselable. No, I didn't say unreasonable, but unweaselable. You can't weasel out of it. Peter was the one who wrote it. Here's what he said. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, that you should declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Peter says that if you have passed from darkness to light, you should tell someone about it. Sort of like the Old Testament verse in Psalm 107:2, Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. If you have passed from darkness to light, from death unto life, if you have been redeemed, you should tell someone about that. And the key issue is who is the you that Peter is talking to? Is he talking to the elders of the church? Is he talking to the deacons and their wives? Who is this you that he's talking to? He tells us who the you is in verse 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. He is writing to everyone out there who has been born again into a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to those who have been redeemed by the precious blood of Christ. Is that you? You bet it is. So here we have a verse that is for all of us. We can't weasel out of it. It is unweaselable. You can't get around it, over it, under it. We've got to face it head on. So what's to be done? How can you overcome that fear that grips you when a witnessing opportunity comes your way? I'm not sure you ever get rid of your fear. I heard Dawson Trotman, the founder of the Navigators, say he was fearful every time he witnessed. The key is to let God control your fears by the Holy Spirit.